it is not easy to qualify for the Olympics. So how did a freestyle skier named Elizabeth Sweeney make it to the Games in South Korea? She didn't pull any spectacular tricks during her halfpipe routine. She barely even got any air. She made even casual skiers like me think, well, I could do that. Pete Blackburn is a reporter for CBS Sports. He joins us on Skype. Pete, how did she get to the Olympics?
It was a combination of determination and really gaming the system. She traveled all over the world and competed in, I think, 13 World Cup events before the Olympics. And the field is not very deep in the women's halfpipe. So she was able to enter events in which there were 30 or less competitors. And if you earn a top 30 finish in a World Cup event, you score points through the International Ski Federation. And over time, she was able to do her simple runs and just not fall. And she earned enough points to qualify for the Olympics. So they only bring 24 athletes in the event to the Olympics. And she was ranked 34, but they don't automatically bring the best 24 skiers to the Olympics because there are quotas. Every country can only have a max of four competitors. So there were a number of U.S. skiers that didn't make it who were ranked higher than her just because they already maxed out at four skiers.
Well, and she's American, too, but she was representing Hungary. How did that work?
Right. So she was born in California, and for a while she competed for Venezuela. Her mother's from Venezuela. But a few years ago, she switched to competing for Hungary, which is where her grandparents are from. And that's not unheard of. I mean, a lot of athletes do that where they grew up in one place, but they represent another country because it increases their chances of going to the games. But those athletes are usually higher skilled and sort of world-class athletes still.
Do we have any idea why she would go through all this trouble when clearly she wasn't going to win a medal?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously her goal was to make it to the Olympics. She wanted to be an Olympian, whatever way she could get there. But also doing some research, she seems like she has a bit of an interesting personality. She, as an undergrad, she ran for governor of California and ended up losing to Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I think that she might want to put a lot of things on her resume or something like that. Now she gets to have business cards that say that she was a one-time Olympian. So good for her, I guess.
Has this ever happened before? And do you expect that it'll happen again since she at least got all this fame from what she did?
I don't know if it's ever happened with an athlete this average where she clearly was not a world-class athlete, and that's usually what you expect when you tune into the Olympics. But as far as moving forward, it sounds like they're going to make some changes, at least in the women's halfpipe. So people who just do basic runs and these very simple routines don't end up qualifying because they won't score enough points.
And we should say, it's not as if she couldn't ski at all. She could ski, it's just not as well as all the people that we're watching on TV constantly.
Right. And I think she deserves some credit because, you know, her consistency and her determination ended up getting her there. You know, props to her for not falling. Yeah, she's definitely not world class, but she's not bad for sure.
The only thing that would make this story more fun, I think, is if it was a curling event that she was involved in.
curling's competitive, though. I don't know if she'd be able to do it.
That's Pete Blackburn, a reporter with CBS Sports. Pete, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we've got the video, which you've got to see at hereandnow.org.